KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a possibility of some showers and thunderstorms more toward midday and early afternoon, a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store. They're your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board is slated to hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the Camblin Shelter at Sunnyside Park instead of at City Hall, as they normally would. During their 5:15 p.m. session, the board will receive updates on the various capital improvement projects, including those to Sunnyside Park and its tennis courts, the skate park, and the maintenance building project, along with a pellet park playground equipment update. The board will also receive updates on the Schulberg Recreation Area, which will cover the campground, dog park, Eagle Scout bench project, and signage. In addition, they'll discuss the need for Park Director Roger Herring to receive pesticide certification. And in his report to the board, Herring will review his meeting with the Schulberg Committee, report on a meeting with the Lus Hills, our loss control specialist from the Iowa Communities Assurance Pool, or ICAP, and give a tour of Sunnyside Park, along with a review of projects completed thus far and those being considered. I'll have more news after this.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Smartphones require a data package.
Members of the CAM Community School District's Board of Education will hold their annual and organizational meetings this evening at the CAM High School Media Center beginning at 6:30. The retiring Board of Education will meet first and take care of any old business before adjourning. Afterward, there will be an election for the board president, vice president, and a swearing-in ceremony for both. The board will then act on setting the time and dates for future meetings before turning to the action items on their agenda. And those action items include a man and environment camping trip, FFA travel out of state, a request for allowable growth, and supplemental aid for negative special education balance. Any resignations that will come before the board, the transfer of deeds to the City of Oneida, and other administrative matters. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the CAM School Board will move into a closed session for an evaluation of Superintendent Steve Pelzer and to discuss his goals for the 2012-2013 school year. Once the meeting concludes, the board will proceed to the Redwood Steakhouse in Oneida for a Dutch treat meal. Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education will also hold their regular meeting this evening in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. And during that 7 p.m. session, the board will act on approving a contract for a middle school track coach's position, approval of a trip for the drill team, appointing a board representative to meet and confer with staff regarding 2013-2014 salaries, and other administrative matters. They'll also be holding an election for and the swearing-in of new officers, including board president and vice president. And prior to adjournment, the EHK school board will act on approving a bid for the heat pumps and offering an early retirement package. Officials of the Cass County Extension Service say they'll hold a rural safety day camp for local 4th and 5th grade youth this Saturday, September 22nd. The camp comes on the heels of National Farm Safety and Health Week, which runs now through the 22nd. The Extension and its local business partners are hosting the Rural Safety Day Camp from 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on September 22nd at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Atlantic. The camp is open to any local youth in 4th or 5th grade and will focus on general rural safety topics such as ATV safety, basic first aid, animal safety, machinery safety, hidden hazards, and more. There is no cost to attend the camp, and campers will be provided with a snack during that camp. To register, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or email smmck@iastate.edu. Anytime before 4:30 p.m. on September the 20th, the students will need to fill out a medical information and release form to participate in the camp. and that form can be printed off and filled out prior to the camp. There's a link to that on our website under this same story on the news tab. Or you can fill out that form as well when the camper is dropped off the morning of the camp. It must be signed by a parent or guardian, so make sure someone who can sign is the one who plans to drop the child off at camp. Extension staff and local business partners will be presenting basic safety information on a variety of topics, and the campers will have an opportunity to participate in several group activities that are focused on thinking and acting safely. A resource book with more rural safety information and an informational DVD will be provided to all attendees. They should need to dress in comfortable clothes and layers for fall weather, as they'll be both indoors and out, and no open-toed shoes are allowed. Again, for more information or to register or to with questions, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. Iowans who appreciate historic barns can tour dozens of the big agricultural buildings during a special weekend-long barn tour later this month. About 100 barns are being featured statewide. Jacqueline Andre Schmiel, co-founder and president of the Iowa Barn Federation, says each structure has a story, and like the farmers who built them, they're all different. Some of Iowa's oldest, well-preserved barns are in the Dubuque area, and they date back to the 1830s.
The building was influenced by the ethnics, where poor people came from, Germany, Luxembourg, or whatever, or from Wisconsin, or from Pennsylvania. In western Iowa, you tend to have more western cattle barns that are simple, and they're more alike. But, you know, it depended, too, on the crops they had to store or the animals they had to feed.
Some of the barns on the tour in our area include the Anstey Barn near Messina, the Heflin and Wooster Barns in Shelby County, the Hendricker and Kaltrider Barns in Guthrie County, the Finken Barn in Harrison County, and the Renzi Barn, along with the Ed Sextro Crib, both in Carroll County. Whether they're painted the traditional red and white or are made of wood, stone, or brick, Schmiel says that barns can be beautiful and fascinating. She said one round barn in central Iowa that's on the tour has an unusual story.
It was created by Vantine Manufacturing in Davenport, and all the pieces were sent by railroad to this, to State Center, and then hauled to the farm. And it's a huge, magnificent brown barn, and you just go in there and you look at all those pieces and wonder how that happened.
Most of the some 100-some barns on this year's tour have gotten preservation grants from the foundation. Schmiel says the organization has handed out more than $2.6 million since its founding in 1997. Some Iowans have an undying devotion to saving and restoring barns, and Schmiel says it's well-deserved.
It's our heritage, and it's our history. And I cannot look at a barn without thinking of the farmer and the barn builder who worked all day, and then he still had to put this barn together. And often families lived in the barn until the house was finished because they had to have the barn because that was their livelihood.
The self-guided tours will run from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on September 22nd and 23rd. You can learn more about the barn tour on the website www.iowabarnfoundation.org. There is a link to that under this same story at kjan.com, again under the news tab. Elsewhere in state news, an Iowa State veterinary technician has been accused of stealing pain-killing drugs from the College of Veterinary Medicine in Ames. Iowa State police say 35-year-old Carrie Boyer of Boone stole the medication several times, starting in December. Story County jail records say Boyer isn't in custody, and online court records don't list the name of her attorney. The felony charge against her carries a maximum prison sentence of up to 10 years. Senator Tom Harkin's annual steak fry dinner included pitches for an Iowa Supreme Court justice who's the target of a Republican-led anti-retention campaign because of the court's 2009 same-sex marriage ruling. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The first speaker of the afternoon at the Harkin Steak Fry was Zach Walls. He's the 21-year-old Iowa City man who gained national attention in 2011 for a statehouse speech about his two moms.
We saw in 2010 what happened when we just kind of stand by and presume that things are always going to go the way they're going to go, and we can't let that happen this year.
Iowans for Freedom, the group that successfully campaigned against three justices in 2010, is targeting Justice David Wiggins in this year's retention election. The Iowa GOP's chairman has urged a no vote on Wiggins, too. On Sunday, Senator Tom Harkin's wife, Ruth, urged a yes vote.
And let me say it once again, we cannot go back.
Tom Harkin did not address the judicial retention election or the issue of same-sex marriage during his remarks, but Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, the keynote speaker, did.
And in a reflection of the goodness of the people that I have the honor to serve, this fall on our ballot. As we vote to reelect the president, we will also be voting for the DREAM Act in Maryland and for marriage equality in Maryland.
O'Malley signed a bill into law on March 1st that legalized same-sex marriage, but Maryland voters will decide this November whether to uphold the law. Maryland is one of four states that have referendums on same-sex marriage on the 2012 ballot. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Taking a look at world headlines, hundreds of Occupy Wall Street protesters are gathered in New York City's financial district this morning, marking the anniversary of the Occupy movement. They're lining up across from Zuccotti Park, where they had camped out last year until city officials ordered them gone. Marches and rallies are being held in more than 30 cities around the world to mark the day. An anti-Islam film produced in the U.S. has stirred up more violent protests today. Hundreds of people in Pakistan torched a press club and government building in the country's northwest and sparked clashes with police that left at least one person dead. In neighboring Afghanistan, protesters burned cars and threw rocks at a U.S. military base in Kabul, shouting "Death to America." Indonesians hurled rocks and Molotov cocktails at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta. And Iran's top leader is asking the West to show it respects Muslims by blocking the film. China has filed a trade case challenging U.S. anti-dumping measures against a wide range of Chinese goods, including kitchen appliances, magnets, and paper. The move by the Chinese government follows plans by the Obama administration this week to file its own case with the World Trade Organization, accusing Beijing of improperly subsidizing exports of autos and auto parts. And police in Canton, Ohio, have arrested a woman accused of stealing her son's tax refunds while he was serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Repository newspaper in Canton said 42-year-old Jennifer Fletcher allegedly forged her son's name to state and federal tax refund checks. She was arrested Sunday after police say the vehicle she was driving had been reported stolen. News time is 8:12.
Introducing the plan that revolves around you. The new Share Everything plan from TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's the first plan of its kind. Now get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a single pool of shareable data that powers up to 10 devices, including smartphones, tablets, hotspots, and more. Plus, you can use your smartphone as a mobile hotspot for no extra charge. It works for individuals or families.
And right now, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S3 with S Beam to transfer files to and from Galaxy S3 devices for just $199.99 for 16GB or $249.99 for 32GB.
And right now, with Verizon Wireless, you get more 4G LTE coverage than all the other networks combined in over 300 cities and counting. Visit the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032 to find out more. Activation and other fees apply. Subject to customer agreement. Coverage details at VZW.com.
And in the funeral announcements, Glenn Clemson, age 83, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Glenn Clemson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lee Clemenson, age 92, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Lee Clemenson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Arlene Herr, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Marlene Herr will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Antofer, age 90, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Norma Antofer will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dedham. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ethel Brenneman, age 95, of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Anthony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday. Services for Anthony Weiss are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.